Our theme on this fourth Sunday of Advent is "The Son is Born." To illustrate this, I'm going to tell two "Son is Born" stories. When Deborah and I moved to Chapel Hill in 1971, another couple moved in across the parking lot at the same time. Out of character for me, since I'm usually scared to meet new people, I told Deborah I was going to go across and say hello. They introduced themselves as Wright and Dory Doyle. It turned out that he was a new graduate student in the classics department at the University of North Carolina, which is exactly what I was. And this is not the only coincidence that got engineered with that encounter. We were friends right away. At that time, Deborah was 7 months pregnant, having just packed up and moved us from New Haven. Not long after we moved in, she experienced a symptom, whose grosser details I will spare you, which made her think that something unusual was going on. She called her doctor, who told us to go right away to the hospital. And since we did not yet have a car, Wright Doyle volunteered to drive us in his Carolina Blue Volkswagen Bug. The emergency room doctor who saw us was a young resident. He examined her and announced that nothing was wrong, that we could go home. But the nurse who was helping Deborah get dressed after the examination, and who obviously had been around many more situations like this than the young doctor had, matter-of-factly announced, "It's your baby." On the way down the escalator to the lobby, Deborah's water broke. To this day, we don't know whether it gummed up the works. We squelched on down to the reception desk, and they called the doctor. And the doctor sent her up to the obstetrics ward, and after some painful induced labor, Andrew was born 2 months premature at 3 pounds, 14 ounces. He stayed in the newborn intensive care unit for almost a month. And just to show you how things have changed in nearly 50 years, we were flabbergasted to get a bill after all that for $1,400 and small change. That was half our annual income. Consider then another birthing story. In the familiar telling of it, we meet Mary, a modest, middle-class working man's wife, whose time has come, meaning that her baby, at least, must not be premature. There was no VW bug for her. Rather, she rode into town on a donkey, which no doubt was as uncomfortable for her spine as it was good for her dilation. Then she ended up in a stable, which does not sound very sanitary. And there is no mention of a white midwife or of any other help, just the simple gave birth to her firstborn son. There's a lot of omitted detail in that bald statement, as any mother here can attest. So it was no doubt a father-assisted birth, probably the first one on record. They had apparently thought ahead enough to bring along some supplies just in case, like the swaddling cloths in which she wrapped her newborn. But that was about the only amenity available. There was no hot water, no fluffy towels, no clean sheets or soft bed for her, much less antibiotics or painkillers. So, why these two stories? To remind us, as the cross in the manger does, that the birth of Jesus was even humbler and less divine than we usually think it was. There was way more humanity involved than just being born in a stable. It was painful, awkward, even a dangerous birth, as far removed from life in heaven as the East is from the West. It's the truest proof, both of his humanity and of the enormity of God's decision to become like us in order to enable reconciliation and communion between God and mankind. Please pray with me. Dear Lord, even as we rejoice in your birth, let us never forget this, that while the humility of your birth is the stuff of Christmas carols, in reality, the beginning of your life on earth was as awful, as painful, and as brutally human as with the end of your life, given completely for us. Amen. Amen.